Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Doctors change lives every day, but what happens when life changes yours? A single injury, a sudden illness, your career, your income, your future can shift in an instant. The best physicians don't just plan for success, they protect it. At Set for Life Insurance, they believe financial security isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. True owned occupational disability insurance ensures that no matter what happens, your future stays in your hands. Because protecting your income means protecting everything you built. Visit drpodcastnetwork.co/setforlife today. Secure your future before life makes a choice for you. I'm sure you've heard the words financial freedom, and maybe you're listening to this podcast because you're interested in acquiring financial freedom. What exactly does that mean to you, and how do you get it? So let's talk about it. I want to cover my favorite wealth building habits, seven favorite wealth building habits to put you on the road to financial freedom on this episode of Bootstrap MD. Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap. This is the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs and investors. If this is your first time joining us on the program, welcome. My story is that I am or was a primary care physician, have been in practice for a few years, decided to retire for corporate medicine at the age of 34 years old, wanting to have financial freedom. And I did so through multiple streams of income, building up businesses, eventually selling one of the businesses, software company that allowed me to retire. And I'd been retired for several years. I came back into medicine, but this time not as an employee, but as an owner. And I own a number of cash-based medical practices, including med spas, weight loss clinics here in Southern California, as well as I provide consulting services to help other doctors achieve financial freedom and teaching them multiple streams of income through investing, through owning your own business. And the topic of financial freedom came up at one of our masterminds, and it was basically defining what does financial freedom mean to you. And having been out of medicine or corporate medicine for some time, for me, it was the ability of being my own boss and allowing me to work when I want, where I wanted. It allows me to simple things, just like not having to use an alarm clock, other than sometimes I need to wake up for an early flight. But in general, I don't use an alarm clock. I generally get up around 5 or 6 in the morning, and I've done so for several years. So if you're listening to this program, maybe you are having financial freedom or want to be having financial freedom. And over the years, I've developed some what I call wealth building habits that allowed me to get to where I am today. And I haven't successfully gotten to whatever goal is. I don't think you can ever say, hey, I've gotten to my goal and I want to stop. I'm also a little bit AD like that. I love being an entrepreneur. I love looking at new ventures and new paths and new opportunities. But I think what I've been able to not only experience for myself, as well as observe and working with multi-millionaires and seeing how they live their lives, it's allowed me to perhaps pass on some wisdom onto you. So let's go over some 7 of my favorite wealth building habits. None of them I would consider earth shaking or things maybe you have or you have not heard before, but I'm going to put my own spin on it and give my own take, giving you some examples that hopefully will help you. So let's get the show on the road and let's get started. So number one, the first wealth building habit I'm going to share today is living below your means. So one of the books that I read early on in my career was The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas Stanley. It's a perennial bestseller, but it was one of the first books that actually talked about how many millionaires, you don't know that they're millionaires because they live very modestly. They don't drive fancy cars and they're accumulating wealth and that they're using their money and spending it at other things. Even Warren Buffett famously lives in the same house he bought in 1958 for $31,000. He still eats at McDonald's from time to time. When I was growing up, my father was a pediatrician, but we lived pretty decently. I wouldn't say we were upper class, but upper to middle class. But My dad loved to shop at garage sales, flea markets, and getting things on bargain. I don't know if it's just that immigrant mentality that he had, that it was both my parents immigrated from other countries. And so that instilled to me, whether you call me cheap or whether you say I'm thrifty, I've continued that. But when I started my physician career, I felt that I had to compete with the Joneses. And one of the ways that I did it was I wanted to take golf because I knew that most doctors played golf. And I took a class at a junior college and it was the worst grade I ever got. I got an F because I didn't like it. And I was really good at slicing the ball, but we're not really good at like anything else. And I didn't show up for the exam. And I realized, like, what am I doing? Why am I trying to do something that I'm not? But I just instilled in my brain that golf is associated with country clubs and wealth, and I wanted to be part of that. In fact, there is this other primary care physician who I used to work with 20 plus years ago, who probably has, if not the most expensive house, one of the most expensive houses in our area. We're in North San Diego, which is not cheap by any means. 6,000 square foot house. And he just always seems to be working from what I hear. And because he's putting all of his money into this, he doesn't have any kids, just him and his wife. And that's what he's doing. But he's never going to be able to get off that hamster wheel unless he starts to diversify his revenue. And Dave Ramsey has that famous quote that we buy things that we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. So before you buy that next Rolex watch or buy that high-end vehicle, think to yourself, could I be using that money in areas that can bring me closer to financial freedom, to buy a revenue-generating asset like a property or investing into some type of business? Now, don't get me wrong. I like those nice things too, but I also like to invest my money into my businesses. And I also like to have experiences. That's the one thing that I do not compromise in, is experiences with my friends and my family, going out to have trips. And one of the great things about having a business is, like, later in the year, we're going to be going to Cancun at a 5-star resort. And it is also happens to be where one of my masterminds is. So I'm using it as a business expense. My wife and I are going. So hopefully I'll be able to write that part off as well. So think about what you can do right now to live below your means, save some money here and there, and then funnel it into aspects that can really benefit you in the long run. Number two is invest in yourself. Now, I know as a physician, you'll know all too well about the importance of investing in education. You got into medical school not by watching YouTube videos or reading a blog article about it. You did it because you invested the money. You invested the time, you invested your blood, sweat, and tears to get you where you are today. That's wonderful. But then when it comes to learning about wealth building or learning about starting a business, so many people are trying to cookie cutter their way out of it. And the way that allowed me to be able to get to other areas in my life that I wanted to spend time on was by going to conferences on wealth building, on business building, on diversifying my income, on learning about real estate and alternative investments. And the book is the best way first to get started. But I think you need to get to the point where if you have someone who is doing what you're doing, do whatever you can to be able to work with them under them. First, you want to make sure, of course, you verify that they are who they say they are. I understand that there are a lot of gurus out there who pretend, who say these things, and they're not doing it. In fact, I know many of these people. But once you've done your verification, you've done your due diligence, say, yes, this person is doing exactly what I want to do, whatever you can to work with them. I studied under a multimillionaire for several months, and I eventually bought his business. And it's because I did my verification, make sure that this person was legitimate. And I basically worked for free under him because I wanted to get to where he was. And there's still some who are like, they still don't know if they should buy this $100, $500 course. Again, it's your verification, ask questions before you purchase it. Once you find someone who's legit, do whatever you can to work with them. If you want to become the best surgeon, you want to work with the best surgeons in the country. Why don't you want to do that? If you want to become a multimillionaire, work with the best multimillionaires out there. Hopefully they want to educate. They want to teach. Most of them do. And those that do, take that opportunity and run with it. And that's always served me well. America spends more on healthcare than any other country, yet we rank 48th in life expectancy. We spend trillions, but 200,000 insured people still declare medical bankruptcy every year. Clearly, the system is broken. But what if there was a way to take back control, to break free from inflated costs and red tape? That's exactly what Crowd Health was created, a smarter, more transparent way to pay for healthcare. No middlemen. No bureaucracy, just a community helping each other when it matters most. Join the revolution. Go to joincrowdhealth.com and use promo code BootstrapMD for a discount on your first 3 months. Because your health should be in your hands, not theirs. Number three is setting financial goals and making yourself accountable to those goals. I don't know if you were like me in medical school, but I did some dumb things during medical school. Anytime I needed more money, it was very easy. Oh, just ask for an additional loan or open up a credit card because you'll be making a lot of money in the future. So don't worry about it now. And just like many of us, loans piled up. And it got so bad that it was always something I didn't want to face. Every time it came up, I put pay the minimum balance on my credit cards, defer my loans. And then that just piled up. And then realized that there was a number on my loans that I didn't want to face until like one day I decided that I just need to face it. And I took all the loans that I had and I put it on a piece of paper and I had that big old number and I circled it. And I said, this is what I need to start to work on to reduce. And that was a goal that helped me pay off my credit cards. And the same thing happens with your financial goals. Many of us do have debt, but we're not willing to look into the face of these big numbers. So identify what are the goals that you want to do. If it's to add $10,000 a month, awesome, stick to it. And even though that may seem daunting, that's just over $300 a day. Is there anything you could do that could bring you some extra income right now? Could you start a course? Could you start selling products? Could you work more? What do you need to do to work on that problem, work on that issue? And then make yourself accountable. Having a spouse or a good friend. I know it's weird talking about money, but it really is helpful. Like, hey, our goal this year is to pay off our medical school debt or pay $10,000, $20,000, whatever that is, whatever you feel you can do, it's always helped me to look those numbers in the face. At the end of the day, it's just a number, but it's a number that you can do something about it. And making yourself accountable to that always helped me. And then every month I look at the goal, am I reducing it? Once I closed out that credit card, that was like a win and I celebrated that win, not buying a Rolex or buying something extravagant, but just by treating myself, maybe to a massage or maybe just a nice dinner with my wife. Do those things that'll keep you accountable and you'll be better for it. Number four is improving your value. If you watched The Last Dance or followed the Chicago Bulls, why does Michael Jordan make so much money more than the rest of the team? Because he's the most valuable person on the team. That's why he was voted the most valuable player for several years in the NBA. And if you're a physician right now, and maybe you're unhappy with your current salary, and we're dictated by, like it or not, by our hourly rate. What can you do to increase your hourly rate? Now, I have a physician who is in our mastermind who's a emergency room doctor and is now a telemedicine doctor, but he's not a telemedicine doctor in just one state. He is a telemedicine doctor in 50 states, including Puerto Rico, and he has increased his value exponentially because everybody wants to work with him because he is so much more valuable than someone who's only in a few states. He has chosen to do that to increase his value, which has thus increased his hourly rate. And he's even taken it a step further. Now he is doing some consulting and working with telemedicine companies in a different level, or at least has this decision to do so. As a physician myself, I have believed increased my value by studying things that I want to learn. I have looked into things such as medical marketing and sales and practice growth and artificial intelligence. I go to conferences where I may be just one of a few handful of physicians, but that's allowed me to increase my value into areas that I want to go into that I believe will increase my self-worth and my hourly rate. So if you're feeling you're not getting your hourly rate, you're feeling like you're devalued, are there other people in your profession that are making more money than you are? And are those areas that you want to pursue? Then if so, find out what they're doing so you increase your hourly rate, bring home some more revenue to help you get closer to financial freedom. Number five is focus on owning one revenue generating asset at a time. So we talk a lot about multiple streams of income, but where I see some issues is everybody wants to do everything all at once. When you get yourself scattered like that, you end up going nowhere. You're a jack of all trades, but an expert at none. But just focus when you're developing your financial goals in the next year, focus on, I'm just going to get one revenue generating asset and optimizing as best as possible. They did a study where they looked at the 1% of earners in this country, the billionaires, right? The ones who are making a lot of revenue exponentially more than the rest of us on there. And they found out, what do they do to get to the level they're at? What do they do to build their wealth? And pretty much everything that they did was developing revenue generating assets that made money on their own. They were making money while they were sleeping, whether that be in real estate, whether that be owning a business, which is actually the biggest amount of revenue was owning and selling business or multiple businesses. And then a number of course also inherited their money. I would assume that most of you aren't a descendant from the creators of Walmart or McDonald's or anything like that. So find out what they're actually doing to make money, and that is owning revenue generating assets. So focus on what can I do to bring home $500 extra month, $1,000 extra month? Find out actually what that is. For me, it's always been entrepreneurship. That's why I spent most of my time investing in my own businesses, because my goal is eventually to have the businesses and eventually sell those businesses. And that's my road to wealth. But what is it for you? So find out what it is. Find out something that you want to do. Find out there are people who are doing that you want to do. Work with them, and that'll get you closer to your goals. Number six is be present with opportunities. I mentioned the importance of going to conferences, especially conferences that focus on topics that you want to get better at. That's why we go to conferences, right? If you want to study success, go to a success building conference. If you want to work with successful people, you want to be in rooms with successful people. That's why I participate in masterminds, spend quite a bit of money in masterminds. I want to be, it's cliche, but you want to be the dumbest person in the room. You want to learn. If you're making six figures, you want to be in the room with people who are making seven figures. If you want to be at seven figures, you want to be in a room they're making eight figures and above. You want to be able to network with these people, get to know these people, because they have opportunities. They may have connections that you don't. And so it's really important, which has helped me to be in rooms that do exactly that, to have those connections. And it's opened up so many doors to me. The most successful people that I know aren't the smartest, aren't the nicest, aren't the friendliest, aren't the meanest, but the ones that they do have connections is they recognize opportunities and then they run 100 miles an hour and implement those opportunities. They take action with them. They take massive action on them. But taking it a step further, you should focus on opportunities where there is some type of barrier to entry. In my field, not every person can open up a medical clinic. That's where I went to do it. If you're looking at investment, and if you are blessed to be an accredited investor, you're going to be open to opportunities that the general public are not going to know. I always tend to, when people zig, you want to zag. And that's always helped me out. When I got involved in stocks, I did so at the best time, when the crash of 2020, when everything was low. There might be more opportunities moving forward to that. But when you're available to increase your value, build up more revenue for yourself, be ready for those opportunities to spring and to take advantage and to be lightning quick and be ready to implement before those opportunities pass you by. And then number seven, remember what you're doing this all for. Why are you wanting financial freedom? Determine what it is for you. For me, it was to spend more time with my friend and family. And that's making sure that I'm not neglecting the other parts of it, making sure I'm having strong relationships, understanding what you're doing this all for. There should be a greater good. It's not about you just making money. In my clinics, I do so because I'm helping thousands of patients and I'm improving their lives and I'm taking them off medications that they were probably going to be stuck for by improving their health. So always focus on like the greater good, what you're actually doing this for. What do you want to be remembered for, right? What do you want it to say on your gravestone? Do you want it to say that you did really well on Prescani scores, or did you make an impact on someone's lives? Never lose focus. Keep your eyes on the prize. I recommend focusing on leaving a legacy, realizing it's more than just financial contributions. It's about making a lasting impact that correlates with your values and with your goals. So there you have it. Those are my 7 wealth building habits. I hope it helps you. I know you can do it. I know you've got a lot of goals that you want to get accomplished. Go through them again. See which ones resonate with you. And I love to hear it. As always, guys, you're going to have ups and downs in your lives. Maybe you're feeling like you're not getting as paid as much as you can. Maybe you're having some issues with your relationships that you wish it could be better. Invest in yourself, realizing big incremental steps will get you closer to what you want to get accomplished. And always keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.